This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
Hey guys, if you like Harry Potter and the Boys, let us know. Send in an owl to any of the channels. You can message me direct on Instagram at radio.mike or on the Harry Potter and the Boys Instagram at hpatbpod. Send me anything or shoot me an email, radiomikepod@gmail.com, or head to my website, radiomike.com.au/contact. Send in any of your thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. And it's how I build these Owl Post bonus episodes that I want to bring to you as regularly as possible, but need you guys to write in to help me build them. So please consider writing in if you've never done it already. Okay, here's today's Owl Post.
50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 2 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Team Wizard Tournament.
Hello, Amores, everyone. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, an Owl Post edition today. Have not done an Owl Post in a while, and boy, oh boy, is it about time for a big update. Like, I'm sure you guys have heard the general main pod, of course, but the podcast has suddenly started to grow profoundly, both in the digital output and just the standard podcast output, which you would have heard in the pod for the last few days. The numbers are just getting randomly really high, and the views on TikTok in particular are pretty insane at the moment. Like, just looking at our last few video outputs on the Harry Potter and the Boys TikTok, which is definitely going to surpass my normal TikTok account very soon. So within about a week and a half, we're now on over 7,000 followers. The Snape dancing video is on 1.2 million views. The one about Harry's kids, I've started basically, just so you know, digging into the back catalogue of episodes to find clips. And I just literally went to an episode with Jack Post, which was, I think, like the 5th or 6th episode of this podcast, and I clipped up a bunch of moments from that episode, which have gone crazy. So the one about Harry's 3 kids is now on 666,000 views. One about Mr. Filch, 422,000 views. Moaning Myrtle's parents nearly at 300,000, and then just a bunch of them with Sammy, you know. Nobody Loves Harry Potter, 242,000. Hogwarts Baths, 267,000. Victor Crumb Makes No Sense, 216,000. And it just sort of seems like, I don't know, like with TikTok, I never really understand how things go viral and what sort of kicks it off. But now it just feels like everything I post on that is just suddenly getting like hundreds of thousands of views. And that's insane and unbelievable. And definitely not prepared for this growth, but enjoying it a lot and really cool to see this growing. Of course, I mentioned on the pod with Sammy that, you know, this is a spin-off of my main pod, 20th Century Boy. I would love for you guys to check that out if you haven't listened to it. It's just me. It's just more of me. Very similar humor to this pod. And obviously it's not, like I always say on that pod that I genuinely believe that Harry Potter and the Boys is the funniest content I make. Like, I never laugh harder than I do on this book, on this podcast. So thank you all for listening to it and supporting it. Please, if you can, I always say this, but leave a 5-star review on Spotify, leave a written review on Apple if you can, and a 5-star review there. It really does help. And I really want to keep growing this pod. We are discussions, as you know, for the live show are underway. I'm just trying to book a date now, and then as soon as I know we will have tickets for sale, and then hopefully I can see as many of you guys there and meet you all. I will say as well, I'm recording this on the 29th of November. It'll go out on the 30th of November. And essentially, I'm just trying to lay out the rest of the year for this show, because I am really keen on taking a few weeks off over Christmas. At this rate, I'm pretty sure the last episode for the year will be Tuesday the 20th of December. So that'll be the last one for the year. And then I think I'll take, this will be for all of my stuff really. I'll take the 27th, the 3rd, and the 10th of January off. And I think I'll come back on the 17th of January. That's my plan at the moment. It could change, but I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that, you know, I will be taking a break over summer. I'm so exhausted. I've ramped up content output so much across all of my projects this year, and it is growing a lot. And I just really want to, you know, have a few weeks, particularly Christmas and New Year's, which is one of my favorite times of the year. I just want to have a bit of a break from making content so I can come back in 2023 really refreshed. And 2023 is going to be a big year. I've got plans for this show on top of the live show. So look forward to that. Owls, of course, have been coming in. So look, I'd love for you guys to keep sending owls in. I love seeing them, but I feel like we don't get enough. And I would love to see much, much more, many, many more owls coming in. This one comes in from Cuzbro, long-term listener of all of my content, and he is also a Patreon supporter. Hello, Hamora Mike. Just listened to the latest owl post and thought I better send in my own owl. In relation to having a live read of the original Harry Potter books... Okay, yeah, sorry. I need to clarify something. On the last owl post, I made a suggestion of doing like a Harry Potter reread podcast. And I think a few people misinterpreted me and thought we would actually be reading the book out loud on record, which I don't think we could do. I don't think that's legal. I just mean like read a chapter like in our own time and then come on and do a podcast, whether that's with Sam or whoever, come on and do a podcast and just unpack it, right? That's sort of what my plan was. We wouldn't do another read through of the actual Harry Potter books. It wouldn't work like that. But yeah, also I have thought over summer of maybe doing some Harry Potter. I might do some content that I pre-record just to tide you over the summer. Sorry, it's summer here in Australia. We do summer in December, January, February, in case, because there are a lot of international listeners of this show. But I might do content like looking into famous Harry Potter fan things and memes and fan films and stuff like that. I might just look into doing something like that, or just like short thoughts and reviews of every movie or something like that. So anyway, back to Cuzbro's email, or owl rather. In relation to having a live read of the original Harry Potter books, I mean, what the flip? Yes, that's a must do. You and Sammy would absolutely kill that, and your guys' take on the books would be hilarious too. Obviously, you could have guest comedians on it too, like you do with Harry Potter and the Boys, but I also had another idea. You could have more A-grade type celebs come on and do reads too once it gets off the ground, of course. Not sure quite how that would work, but worth a look, I think. Yeah. Well, I would love to have many A-grade celebs on this podcast, but... not as easy as it sounds to get them on. Harry Potter and the Boys is really coming into its stride now. I'm super impressed that the listenership is up. That's awesome, bro. Loving the filler chapters and sex ed classes that we're all getting. So funny to hear about that Kanye West story the other week that Sam brought up, and that people thought it was actually part of the fanfic. Lol. The reoccurring characters and callbacks to earlier chapters is really good too. I'm a Dimmy defender. I really like the way you do his voice. Sounds heaps like Cartman, and it's way better than the AI voices you have when you have cameos on TCB, 20th Century Boy. Keep killing it, bro. Patrio Cuzbro. I'm a Dimmy defender. I really like the way you do his voice. Sounds heaps like Cartman, and it's way better than the AI. Anyway, just thought I'd give Cuzbro a little thing there. Dominic Smith. I believe this is his first owl ever. Hey, Mike. I've listened to this podcast for a while because my brother Benjamin... Benjamin is a long-term, long-time listener, sends in lots of owls, put me onto it. I just wanted to say that even though I am a male and have a penis, he's used an eggplant emoji, but we all know what that means, don't we, ladies? But I have a penis. I often sit down on the toilet. Interesting. There was a discussion about, you know, boys sitting down on the toilet or standing up to wee. When I'm doing a wee, especially in the morning because the chilliness wakes me up and also because of the morning, he's then done a... because of the morning wood, we both know it sprays funny, so if you sit down, you can't miss. Yes. I don't know why we're talking about this on this Harry Potter podcast, but yes, ladies listening, if you don't know, I'm sure you do, but if you do have an erection, it becomes difficult to do a wee, like, because it's sort of like two tubes crossing, and it's really hard to aim it, so you kind of sitting, a lot of men, including me, if that happens, might use a sit-down method in those situations. Quick one from Good Vibrations. She sent in to my Instagram, radio.mike, message the show, and also HPATB pod, message the show there. Wherever you feel comfortable messaging the show, just message it. She said, could have lived without chapter 28, Jesus Christ. And looking at chapter 28, it was Neville's sex lesson, which I think a lot of people really enjoyed. I feel like, because again, I've said it before, there seems to be quite a large female demographic on this podcast listening. And I feel like it might be because it's sort of like, you know how 50 Shades of Grey is one of the best selling books of all time? And it's like a sex kind of book and like just women love it. I think it's because of that. Like, I think, girls, be honest with me. I think it's because this book is like cheeky. It's like, oh, it's just like, it's just a little bit cheeky, you know? There's something in the, like, in the brain that just triggers dopamine. And then me and Sam are obviously so funny. So it just works. But I think it's the cheekiness that people like. But thank you, Good Vibrations. Very much appreciate your message over on the Instagram. Okay. We then have an owl from Ryan Hollis. Believe this is your first owl. Thank you. Hi, Mike. Big fan of the double F. I loved the episode with Jackie. Please have her on again and even for the live pod. Yeah, Jackie's always great. She'll be on again soon. Don't worry. I particularly loved the part about Neville putting all his stuff in his ass. I forgot about that. I just... fucking hell. As a Doctor Who fan, I couldn't help but think that the spell used should be TARDIS Maxima. Why? Because it's bigger on the inside. Regards, Ryan. I don't know much about Doctor Who, but I know the TARDIS is like the time machine that he uses. So, Doctor Who fans, let me know the meaning behind that. Oh gosh, this is a very, very long message. But this is a very good one, actually. I'm looking forward to this one. Just looking at it now, there are a bunch of owls. There are a whole bunch of owls at the moment. So I might, if you haven't heard your owl, that's okay. I might come to your owl in the next owl post, which I'll try to do sooner because I've realized there's actually a lot and we're already going long. This one comes from, she has signed off as Alice, but her name is spelt A-L-I-C-J-A, but I believe it's just Alice. Okay, I'll just read the email. Hey, Mike, my name is Alice. I'm a long-time listener, first-time writer of the Harry Potter and the Boys podcast. I've just finished listening to all the chapters today. It took me around 2 months to listen to them all. My all-time favorite moment of the podcast was the chit-chat bit about the vomit and trumpet story, and that is, until recently, the most viral thing I've ever done in my life. Now it is the Snape dancing thing. Thank you for enjoying the chit-chat. We love people who enjoy the double F and the double C fanfic chit-chat. I'm also a big fan of both the double F and the chit-chat. Also, your theory about the podcast demographic being women in their 20s still holds. I myself am 20. That is great. Good to have another one on board. Thanks for the happiness your podcast has given me so far, Alice. That's awesome. Like, I don't know, in a world that is so divisive and people are so angry all the time and people are so aggressive online, it is good to know that this, like, all I want this podcast to be is just a dumb thing you can listen to on the way home or while you're cleaning your house or on the train or whatever you're doing. That's all I want it. And if it makes you guys happy and smile, that is the main reason I want to make this pod, because it makes me happy and smile. So the fact that there are people out there having the same response is amazing. Thank you for saying that. She goes on though. P.S. Sorry if the owl mail sounds weird or stiffy. English isn't my first language. So that your English is actually very good, Alice. Your writing is very, very good until you said weird or stiffy, because I don't know if... Oh, sorry. She's saying weird or stiff and then in brackets, why? So that's she knows what it means. Yeah. Your English is great. Stiffy means erection. Thank you. PPS. Also, I hope to become the first official Polish correspondent of the podcast. That is granted. Well done, Alice. You are now the first official Polish correspondent of the podcast. PPSS, Derek is a disgrace to all wizards. PPPSS, I just remembered how Sammy said that Victor Crumb knew Hermione for like 2 weeks when the second task took place, but it was February, so it was after they probably fucked during the Yule Ball and they knew each other for like a few months at that point. Thank you so much, Alice. I really appreciate that message there. Last one for today, and please send in your owls at any time. This one is from Marty Tovey. Loved reading this, Marty. Message from the owl says, hoot hoot. Hello, Hamora Radio Mike. Just writing to thank you for making me laugh out loud on a regular basis whilst binge listening to your podcast. I originally only intended to listen to the one episode whose guest was one of my favorite comedians ever. Who, may you ask? None of your business, my daughter. And the joke there, I think I told that story on Harry Potter and the Boys once about none of your business, my daughter. I'm not going to explain it again here. But I did then realize that Marty Tovey is in fact Alice Tovey's mum. And Alice was a guest on the show in season one that we have to get back very soon. Marty is fantastic. Alice and I knew each other at school, so I've actually met Marty, and it's great to hear from you, Marty. She goes on, I am so impressed by how engaging this podcast is to the point where I've signed up to your Patreon. Also, you gave a gave you a 5-star rating on Spotify. Aren't you happy, Mike? Great references here, and please do what Marty did, everyone. However, as far as knowledge of musicals go, you are an idiotus. This is such a creative email. The trolley song is from Meet Me in St. Louis, not The Sound of Music. Where the fuck do you think the trolley was? In the house? In the Abbey? That they escaped the Nazis on one? Michael, you are a disgrace to all choir nerds. Can you do me a favor and remind me if there's a description of Gorby Bolonsky, my absolute favorite character so far, just beating Hopeless McDopeless? Please get Alice back on again. Alice with Sam would be incredible. Agreed, we'll get Alice on very soon. I'm with Winston. 69 does rock. It was the year I was born. Oh, and I've never had my boobs signed and never will. Anyway, you better go to potions now. Diddle dee dee, Marty Tovey. P.S. The whole explanation of manscaping for the sponsorship was seriously uncomfortable to listen to. P.P.S. I fucking hate Dimmy. P.P.S.S. Just finished chapter 25 of book 2. Nearly caught up, so I thought it was time to send you this as you practically beg for owls. That is true. Please send an owl. PPPSS. Loving it. What a deranged 13-year-old you were. Not the charming young man I remember meeting in 2011/2012. Yes, that's 10 years ago I would have met you, Marty. And I also went to your daughter's 18th and 21st birthday parties where... funnily enough, Tim McDonald was at that party as well, and possibly Sam Garlop, I don't know. But I might leave it there because this has been a very long owl post. Thank you so much for listening, guys. So excited about growing this pod anymore. Please send in an owl. Please send in any fan theories, any ideas you have on where it might be going. There is the big twist that is looming on us, but we seem further and further away from that each chapter. And at this rate, it is looking like we will be moving far into 2023 with this book. Next week, Sam is taking a week off. So Jack Post, who has been on the show many times in season one, Jack Post makes his return, and we play a few fun games on the pod as well. So I'm looking forward for you to hear that. And the next chapter as well, I won't say the name of it because it'll give it away, but we meet two characters from the original Harry Potter books that have not yet appeared in Harry Potter and the Boys timeline. So two new characters from the original books. Try to guess who they might be. I think some of you might. But it's very fun. All right, guys, thank you so much. Goodbye. Hamoras. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content, stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram, and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.